My Dixieland delight. She's everybody's dream girl, but she's all mine. And I love
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The government shutdown grinding into a fourth week with funding set to run out for critical food programs in the next month and furloughed workers facing another missed paycheck. Demolition of the east wing of the White House began this week to make way for President Trump's 90,000 square foot ballroom. Now a preservationist group is hoping to put the pause button on due to questions about the project's size. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce.
Now Trump had said that the east wing is being, quote, fully modernized as part of the process to build his massive $250 million ballroom, which he insists is privately funded. But the National Trust for Historic Preservation is urging the administration to pause demolition until the construction plans can go through the legally required public review process.
General Motors CEO announcing today that GM is moving ahead on a self-driving technology that would allow the owner of the car to travel without having to keep their eyes on the road. GM says it will roll out its Cadillac Escalade IQ electric SUV in 2028. This is ABC News. Concerns are rising that Amazon, the country's second largest private employer, is planning one of the biggest workplace transformations in modern history.
The New York Times, citing leaked documents, reports Amazon expects sales to double by 2033, growth that would normally require 600,000 more workers. But the company is reportedly looking to fill those jobs with robots and automate 75% of its operations. In the near future, Amazon reportedly estimates automation could help it save more than $12 billion and shave about 30 cents off each item it ships.
ABC's Maggie Rooley, Amazon is pushing back against the New York Times article. Peru's new president declaring a state of emergency in the capital city of Lima. Today's declaration follows a surge in violence in which he has prompted protests. The former president was removed from office after lawmakers said she had been unable to stop the increase in crime. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Community Blood Center, or the CBC, is urging local heroes to schedule a life-saving donation as soon as possible after months of urgent need for multiple blood types. As of last Wednesday at 9 a.m., the CBC's inventory dropped to just a two-day supply of O-positive blood and less than a two-day supply of O-negative blood on hand. That is well below what is needed to meet anticipated patient needs in the coming days. John Higgins, president and CEO of the Community Blood Center, states, quote, "While O-negative blood is often vital when every second counts because it can be given to any patient in an emergency, all blood types are constantly needed. America's Blood Centers reports only 3% of Americans donate blood each year, despite 65% being eligible. By donating, you truly make a life-saving impact in your community," end quote. Patients rely on generous donors each day to get through surgeries, cancer treatments, life-threatening emergencies, and more. The CBC makes donating blood as convenient as possible with 9 donor centers and about 100 mobile blood drives each month. You can schedule a donation by visiting communityblood.org, using the CBC donor app, or calling 800-280-4102. Saturday, October 25th, from 1 to 4 p.m., it's the Community Fall Festival over in Brantwood, featuring a free meal with brats, hot dogs, barbecues, beans, and dessert. This is taking place over at the Brantwood Community Center over on West 1593 US Highway 8 in Brantwood. and is taking place alongside a quilt raffle and many more prizes. For any questions, you can call Pat at 715-564-2208. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, October 25th from 1 to 4 p.m. over in Brentwood. Next year's election for Wisconsin Attorney General looks like it may be a rematch. Savannah Tomey-Olson has the details.
Attorney General Josh Call already announced he's running to keep his seat after speculation he might throw his hat in the ring to become governor. Now, Eric Toney has joined the race. In 2022, he was the GOP nominee for attorney general. Toney has been the district attorney for Fond du Lac County since 2012. He was also the former president of the Wisconsin District Attorneys Association. Toney says his top priorities include addressing the fentanyl crisis, changing crime lab practices, and targeting violent crime in Milwaukee. When Call and Toney ran against one another in 2022, it was a close race. Call won with a 1.3% margin. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Minocqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Minocqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Janet A. Diestelhorst, age 87, of Glidden, died on Wednesday, October 8th at Birch Hill Health Services in Shawnee. She is survived by her 8 children, Larry Robinson of New London, by Wayne Robinson of Wyawega, Linda Ettinger of Two Rivers, Lorraine Butler of Wonder Lake, Illinois, Ben of Washburn, Wisconsin, Randy Robinson of Park Falls, Margaret Salerno of Glidden, and Clinton Diestelhorst of Brookfield. Further survived by 17 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, and by 9 siblings: Lois Herbst, Shirley Harris, Lorraine Michael, Betty Kundinger, Dorothy Poppins, Joyce Wallace, Clinton Kircherer Jr., Jim Kircherer, and Louis Kircherer, and also survived by numerous nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Saturday, November 1st, 11 a.m. Deacon Robert Schinnebeck will officiate. Visitation held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Janet A. Diestelhorst, age 87, of Glidden. Robert Charles Gwynn, age 57, of Washburn, formerly of Glidden, died on Friday, October 17th at Ashland Medical Center in Ashland. He is survived by his mother, Charlotte Gwynn, of Glidden, by his brother, Michael Gwynn, of Glidden, by his girlfriend, Kathy Weister, of Washburn, by his good friend, Rod and Roger, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service will be held at the Glidden Assembly of God Church in Glidden on Thursday, October 23rd, 11 a.m. Reverend Brock Bredenberg will officiate. Visitation held at the church from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Robert Charles Gwynn, age 57, of Washburn. This is the funeral notice for Diane Cheryl Malkovich, who passed away on October 12th. Diane is survived by her husband, Craig Malkovich, by her son, Danny Edvold, by her daughter, Donna Malkovich, and further survived by her grandchildren, and by her stepchildren, Michael Malkovich and Deanna Malkovich. A celebration of life will be held on Saturday, October 25th, 2 p.m., at the Emory Town Hall located in Phillips. This has been the funeral notice for Diane Cheryl Malkovich. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of every obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith. and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks season tips off at 7 o'clock against the Washington Wizards, and former Bucks star Chris Middleton. How's he doing a year after having surgery on both of his ankles?
Man, life is good. I feel refreshed for one. Great offseason where I just got to work on myself, not have to worry about going into procedures or, you know, a long rehab. So I'm definitely feeling refreshed and, you know, blessed and thankful to still be playing. And, you know, I'm excited for this year.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers instructed the Five Surf Forum scoreboard crew to produce a video tribute for Middleton. How are fans going to react to seeing him in a Wizards uniform?
Are you think the fans are going to boo? Of course not. They're not. We traded him. He won a title for us, and he's a Buck, and he's part of this community. And I think that's what people forget most. As good as he was all on the court, I thought he was a superstar off the court, him and his wife, with all the things they did for the community.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
With the global marketplace being less than friendly these days, many farms are choosing to store their 2025 soybean crop and wait for better prices. But the question is there enough storage to hold beans and the incoming corn crop? I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you midday on a Wednesday. Today, we're visiting with Alex Beaver. He's a grain merchandiser for a cooperative in southeast Wisconsin. He tells us what he's hearing from his customers.
If growers have the ability to store beans, they are storing a few more beans. Generally, though, it seems like in my geography, a lot of growers sell beans and tend to store more corn. We do have more outlets here in Wisconsin on the corn side of things with ethanol and some of the chicken farms locally. And there's just more options for corn than there are soybeans. So that seems to be what happens with on-farm storage. Insight will probably have more guys store some soybeans than normal. I think this year especially it comes down to cash flow and what growers need to do, you know, cash flow wise for their operation.
Alex Beaver offering some insight into the trends he's seeing from his customers. He's a grain merchandiser in southeast Wisconsin. We'll take a look at midday commodity prices after this.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Dairy pumps that were designed more than 50 years ago do not meet today's large dairy farm requirements. Bopeller pumps by McFinn Technologies were born and patented this century with a unique and innovative design that ensures gentle, low shear pumping along with efficient, high capacity and long seal life. Bopeller pumps for all your applications will ensure your dairy is operating with 21st century technology. Bopeller is American innovation. Contact your dealer today.
Commodity markets are trading higher midday on a Wednesday. December new crop corn up 2.25 cents at $4.22 a bushel. November new crop soybeans up 6.25 cents at $10.37 a bushel. Cash wheat is up 3.25 cents at $5.03 and a half. And July 2026 new crop wheat is up 2.5 cents, trading at $5.42 a bushel. The Class 3 milk contracts are also seeing a boost. The November Class 3 milk contract up 20 cents at $17.18 a hundredweight. The December Class 3 milk contract is up 11 cents, trading at $16.62 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, midday on a Wednesday, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Northwoods weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and showers looking likely as we head through your Wednesday afternoon. Breezy northwest winds to 25 and highs in the lower 40s. Showers overnight, clouds in lower 30s. Your Thursday may start off with a rain-snow mix. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, lower 40s. Right now, it's 40. 98 Q Country.
You may think that I'm talking foolish. Heard that I'm wild and I'm free. You may wonder how I can promise you now. This love that I feel for you always will be. Well, you're not just time that I'm killing. I'm no longer one of those guys. As sure as I live, this love that gonna be yours until the day that I die. Oh baby, I'm gonna love you forever, forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, takes its toll on the body, makes the young girl's brown hair turn gray. But honey, I don't care, I ain't in love with your hair. And if it all fell out, well, I'd love you anyway. They say time can play tricks on memory, make people forget things they knew. It's happening to me. I've already forgotten every woman but you. Oh, darling, I'm gonna love you forever, forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, just listen to how this song ends. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever, amen. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever.
Is going to be the name of that biopic, that movie about Randy Travis's life that will be out when 2026 rolls around. They've been filming it, started filming this summer. So looking forward to it, seeing about Randy Travis's life. What an icon in country music. I can't wait till it comes out. Clay Walker, too, starring as Randy Travis in that movie. Should be very interesting. It's Mike McKay along with you, going through the noon hour with Michael Ray, 98Q.
Midnight's creeping in, we know better. We're leaving here together. And in case you were wondering, you've never looked hotter. So why even bother looking at the reasons not to? Maybe we ought to kiss a little more, think a little less. Burn up the night like a cigarette. And get you out of this bar, out of that dress. And kiss a little more. Kiss a little more, think a little less. When your friends start asking you to look
them in the ass. Tell a white lie how I dropped you off at home and I walked you to the door. Nothing more. Tomorrow you could say we're just friends, but baby, till then. The moment, girl, we met. You kiss a little more, think a little less. Burn another night like a cigarette. And get you out of this bar, out of that dress. You kiss a little more, kiss a little more.
Everything Wisconsin. News, sports, weather at 98qcountry.com.
Once I thought that love was something I could never. Never knew that I could feel this much, but this yearning in the deep part of my heart for you is more than a reaction to your touch. It's a perfect passion, and I can't get enough the way you look, the way you laugh, the way you love with all you have. There ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me.
Where you laugh, where you love with all you have. Your dance, your drive, you make me feel.
is Brooks and Dunn. Ain't nothing about you. 98Q Country. Your home. Joel Karnick in the morning. It's Mike McKay along with you. Coming up in, give me like 6 minutes. Maybe 7 minutes. What is the loneliest day of the year for single people in the United States? According to a new survey. You might think Valentine's Day. You'd be wrong. I'll let you know what it is in a few.
I've been doing better. I hardly ever think of you lately. It ain't all sunshine. When you cross my mind, I start missing you like crazy. I try to numb the pain, but there ain't no damn way. I end up in that place and I'm just one whiskey away. And I don't mind if I do drink up the nerve to show up at your house. If you wanna know the truth, it's killing me not holding you right. I'm one memory away from falling all the way apart, 'cause I might still love you. Hope you don't mind if I do. I almost quit drinking for a while. I quit thinking about you. Got a little sleep, but some nights I can't control it. Sometimes I give in, because not having you is hard on me. But when I give in to that vice and pour another over ice, well, girl, I know that's when I start missing you again. And I don't mind if I drink up the nerve and show up at your house. If you wanna know the truth, it's killing me not holding you right now. I'm one memory away from falling all the way apart, 'cause I might still love you. I hope you don't mind if I do. Pick me up when I'm covered in that goodbye dust. You're the only thing to get me through.
Well, I don't mind if you do. Drank a little too much to show up at my house. It'd be nice to hear the truth. Is it killing you not holding me right? Is the only thing you think is gonna get you through. Then I don't mind if you do. I don't mind.
Want to listen to content on demand? Go to 98qcountry.com and click on podcasts.
I've been thinking about our love situation, all this attraction in the present tense. I've reached the only logical conclusion, love ain't supposed to make sense. This ain't no thinking thing, right brain, left brain, it goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion, passion that we can't hold back.
There's nothing that we need to analyze. There ain't no rhyme or reason why.
'Cause this ain't
equations, self-help psychology. Gray matter don't matter much, darling, when it's getting down to you and me. Oh, this ain't no thinking thing, right brain, left brain, it goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion, passion that we can't hold back.
There goes Trace Adkins. It's Mike McKay along with you. So, if you're single and somebody asked you, what's the loneliest day of the year for you, what would you say? Because that's what they asked across the country. Singles responded to the survey. And you might think Valentine's Day, you might think maybe New Year's Eve. But according to this research, the loneliest day of the year for single people is Halloween. They say that seeing all the activity on social media of couples together in their matching costumes or taking their kids out trick-or-treating and the fun that they're having is, it's tough. And singles say Halloween is their loneliest day of the year. If you're single and you think Halloween is the loneliest day of the year for you, do not be discouraged by the things you see on social media, because I'm going to tell you something. Those couples that you see on social media, all those happy pictures, taking the kids trick-or-treating, and all the smiles and laughing and fun they're having, I guarantee you that same couple is going to be arguing over who gets the last Kit Kat bar as soon as they stop taking pictures. So, just think about it. You actually get all the candy to yourself.
98Q Country.
It's Medicare open enrollment time, October 15th through December 7th. The Price County Elder Benefit Specialist is your trusted local source for Medicare information. During open enrollment, you can enroll, change, or disenroll for Medicare Advantage or prescription drug plans. For assistance, call the ADRC at 1-866-663-3607 and ask for the Elder Benefit Specialist. They can schedule an appointment to review your options so you can choose the plan that is best for your needs. Ready to start your next home project? ABC Home Expert has you covered. Now open in Park Falls at 500 Birch Street in the newly remodeled former Wakefield Chiropractic Building. Whether it's updating one room or tackling a full home remodel, ABC is your one-stop shop for expert advice, quality materials, and dependable contractors. They offer free quotes, 3D designs, and projects completed on time and on budget, all backed by a two-year warranty. ABC Home Expert. Call 715-890-8088 or stop in today. From design to done, it's as easy as ABC.
Are you looking for a fulfilling way to spend your time and enjoy helping others? Park Manor may have the perfect job opportunity for you. Park Manor is a 100% employee-owned rehabilitation and nursing care facility located in Park Falls in the heart of the Northwoods. Their mission is to provide excellent quality care in an atmosphere of compassion, hospitality, and respect for the dignity of each person. Come explore open positions, which include RN, LPN, certified nurse aides, and positions within the support service department, offering competitive wages, a great benefits package, and incentive opportunities. To apply, visit parkmanorwy.com. That's parkmanorwy.com. Or reach out to Human Resources at 715-744-1034. 715-744-1034. Park Manor, always caring, always here.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and showers looking likely as we head through your Wednesday afternoon. Breezy northwest winds to 25 at highs in the lower 40s. Showers overnight, clouds in the lower 30s. Your Thursday may start off with a rain-snow mix. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, lower 40s. Right now, it's 40.
98Q Country.
Yeah, you got me.
About Wisconsin. Hometown Radio Refreshed. 98Q Country.
All he could think about was, I'm too young for this. Got my whole life ahead. Hell, I'm just a kid myself. How am I gonna raise one? All he could see were his dreams going up in smoke. So much for ditching this town and hanging out on the coast. Oh well, those plans are long gone. And he said, there goes my life. There goes my future. Everything might as well kiss it all goodbye. There goes my life. A couple years of up all night and a few thousand diapers later, that mistake he thought he made covers up the refrigerator. Oh yeah, he loves that little girl. Mama's waiting to tuck her in as she fumbles up those stairs. She smiles back at him, dragging that teddy bear sleep tight. Blue eyes and bouncing curls. He smiles. There goes my life. There goes my future. My everything. I love you, Daddy. Good night. There goes my life. She had that Honda loaded down with Abercrombie clothes and 15 pairs of shoes and his American Express. He checked the oil, slammed the hood, said you're good to go. She hugged them both and headed off to the West Coast. And he cried, there goes my life. There goes my future, my everything. I love you, baby, goodbye. There goes my life. There goes my life.
98Q Country.
Songs, loving and leaving and getting too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side. The devil's always along for the ride. We ride down to the creek by the water. I've been baptized by the preacher's daughter. Lucky for me, no, he never caught us. So, oh, we ride to the bar by Levy 85, jacked up square by the Chevy Blank. Get in the back when it gets hot and heavy. Oh, oh, we ride
sipping on apple pie moonshine, and I'll be gone by the morning light. Yeah, 'cause I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and getting too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, there was always a long for the ride. We ride across state lines, rubbing two nickels, just trying to make a dime. Hard to make a living while the gas so high. Palomino cross plane, drop her down a four-wheel drive on a Friday night, cracking open a cold Bud Light. Oh, we ride, pushing through the hard luck, looking for my guilt, needle peg at 9 to 5, but that's all right, 'cause I'm running every red light.
Country, well, it's that time of the year for some spooky fun, and if you're looking for some, there is plenty going on, especially this weekend. The Butternut Haunted House is going to be in full view for you. The Fright Fest at Park Falls on Saturday. There's free food movie night this Saturday night if you're looking for some fun. The Candlelight Hike at Copper Falls State Park is this weekend. There's so much for you to see and do, and if you want to see what's happening, head to our website, 98qcountry.com. Click on the community calendar, and all that is waiting for you there. A lot of info, just another great way to stay in touch with what's happening with us here at 98Q.
Blue Kentucky Highway, heading for the line. She hadn't said a word all night, but the wheels are turning in her mind. Now I was riding shotgun, I knew things had gone right. Just as soon as she dropped me off at the side of the road and she let that gravel fly, now I'm walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with her left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. That's a said. I wonder if the way we were was only in my head. Now if I even make it back to town before the sun comes up, I'm gonna hit every parking spot around till I find that pickup truck. Now I'm talking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair I may never see again. She hit me with her left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. That's about as lonely as a highway has ever been. Back here with my thumb out in the wind. Well, I'll bet right now she's laughing at how she brought me to my knees. But she won't be loud when she gives me back my keys. She'll be walking in the moonlight.
see and nothing but the taillights. That's a pair of taillights she won't ever see again. She hit me with the left and right, and with nothing but the taillights. I know that's about as lonely as the highway's ever been. Back here with my thumb out in the wind.
There she goes. Here I come. Leave me out here in the middle of nowhere. Drive this.
Gray Area, Reality Radio, Sports Play-by-Play, all at 98QCountry.com.
Love how you close your eyes when I pull you in closer. Night's moving fast, but we ain't taking it slow. You hit me harder than a drink does. You're gonna take me all the way up. Something about you, baby, got me going crazy. I don't know what to do. I've never met a girl like you that's ever done it quite like you do. Your kiss is double barrel bourbon on rocks. Lips are just cherry on top. I've never been high like this. Turn out the lights and let me breathe you in. Your eyes are so diamond, body so gold, and I don't wanna let you go. I've never met a girl like you. Love how you say my name and make it sound so sexy. Love how you do that thing, yeah, you know what gets me. I'm talking slow motion all night long. Baby, love you with the lights on. I've never met a girl like you that's ever done it quite like you do. Your kiss is double barrel bourbon on rocks. Lips are just cherry on top. I've never been high like this. Turn out the lights and let me breathe you in. Your eyes are so bright and body so gold, and I don't wanna let you go. I've never met a girl like you.
Country, big day tomorrow here on 98Q. It's our annual day of giving. What a great day it's going to be. We're going to be telling you about and raising funds for His House of Hope. Joel gets things started at 6 a.m. and he's going to be on the airwaves 12 hours straight. Hopefully you'll decide to join in and donate some money. You want to know all about his House of Hope? Head to our website, 98qcountry.com. We've got info waiting for you.
Would you go with me if we roll down streets of fire? Would you hold on to me tighter as the summer sun got higher? If we roll from town to town and never shut it down, would you go with me if we were lost in fields of clover? Would we walk even closer until the trip was over? And would it be okay if I didn't know the way? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, would you accompany me to the edge of the sea? Let me know if you're really a dream. I love you so, so would you go with me? Clouds together. Could you not look down forever if you were lighter than a feather? Oh, and if I set you free, would you go with me? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, would you accompany me to the edge of the sea? Help me tie up the ends of a dream. I gotta know, would you go with me? I love you so.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter, literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
98Q Country. 98Q Country.
It's been some time. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April. And you met someone. Your dad says he's okay. Late for work. I don't drink whiskey. somebody too. She's a model out in L.A. and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day